For many kids, summer is the time they first hold down a job. Philly Works and Philly Future Track are among groups that help match city kids with job opportunities. Now for a look at the teen job market this summer outside the city, we'll turn to WHYY's Sarah Hoover.
Hi, bud. What can I get for you?
Could I have a
Is that it?
Aaron Gleason takes orders at the snack bar at the Lower Makefield Township Pool in Bucks County. This is the second summer the Pensbury High School senior has worked here. Gleason took the position because she wants to be more independent.
I like to take responsibility for everything that I do, and I like to shop and I like to go out with my friends, so I wanted to be able to pay for the things that I want to do.
Gleason learned of the job by word of mouth and is grateful because she didn't know where to look. While 40% of Pennsylvania's teens work, youth employment across the country has been on a sharp decline since 2000, particularly summer jobs. That's partly because more teens, aged 16 to 19, are participating in summer school and other activities. Sarah Goulet, press secretary for the Pennsylvania Department of Labor, says youth employment numbers fluctuate, but the most drastic drop was during the Great Recession.
A lot of kids who were searching for jobs weren't necessarily getting them because our speculation is that they were being filled by older workers who had lost jobs.
Pennsylvania's youth employment rate is slowly increasing. Teens currently make up 4% of Pennsylvania's workforce, and the industries that employ the most teen workers are retail, food service, and hospitality.
This is where fries, funnel cakes, chicken nuggets, all that fun jazz is.
At the Lower Makefield Pool Snack Bar, cashier Erin Gleason shows 17-year-old Rachel Gorecki around the kitchen on her first day. Gorecki, an 11th grader at Pensbury, worked at nearby Sesame Place last summer and had to be dropped off by her parents.
It just became more of a hassle for my parents, especially because they both work. And so trying to get me while they're working and then going back to that just became a real headache.
She chose the snack bar this summer because she can walk to it. Gleason can drive herself now that she has a license. Across Pennsylvania, almost 60% of teens drive to work. Another 20% carpool or take public transportation, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. There isn't exact data on the remaining 20%, but they may walk, bike, or get dropped off.
I'm just trying to find like a part-time job, get my foot in the door.
That's Nicholas McGrath, a 10th grader at Pensbury. He submitted an application to the snack bar.
Right this minute, we're kind of full. Normally the kids apply in January,
right.
Okay? If it's okay with you, I'll just keep this.
The 16-year-old is having a hard time finding a summer job.
I've probably applied to at least 20 jobs.
He's tried word of mouth and used his high school job board, which posts youth work opportunities in the area. Amy Schwartz, director of the Institute for Education and Social Policy at NYU, studies the impact of youth employment programs. She says teens can face some barriers, like their age and lack of transportation.
So trying to get a job when you're 14, it's hard. And there are things that you know you can't do because you can't drive and you don't have transportation. Certainly that'll be harder in places where you have to drive and where there is no driving.
Those who hire teens and help them find jobs say tried and true tactics such as networking with friends and family, using school resources like job boards, are still the way many kids can find work. They say having parents or teachers coach teens through the application process can help improve their odds. I'm gonna raise a fuss, I'm gonna raise a holler. For WHYY News, I'm Sarah Hoover. About a working old summer just to try to earn a dollar.